The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Obviously, for years, there have been conspiracy theories online promoted by conservative websites saying that she's secretly ill. The campaign has denied that, and her physician has said she is fit to serve as president.
Indeed, her physician has said she is fit to serve as president. She's released much more medical information than her rival has, of course.
This was Brian Stelter on CNN. He's their media critic and hosts the TV show Reliable Sources. He was speaking with Jeff Zeleny, who covers the Clinton campaign. He was in D.C., by the way, commenting on what happened in New York. The conversation continued. You kind of take what they're getting at here with regard to the media's coverage of Hillary Clinton's health.
And it has, we've seen it a lot over recent weeks, some selected images and pictures and video of her either
taken
stumbling
out of context,
or not looking
yeah.
well. Taken out of context, yes. And I can tell you, Brian, after, I cover her a lot day in, day out on the campaign trail. Her schedule is very aggressive. We hear Donald Trump often saying, oh, she's taking a nap in the middle of the day. That's not true. She has a very rigorous campaign schedule.
Wow, they're doing a really good job there, aren't they? Listen, this was before the video. The two videos came out showing Hillary Clinton needing to be dragged into a van without any seeming control over her body. And then this was also hours before the Clinton campaign conceded that on Friday she had been diagnosed with pneumonia. So joining us right now, Joe Concha, media reporter for The Hill. And Joe, I know that you took some issue with Brian Stelter and other members of the media on how they covered this story yesterday. Let's start there. What went wrong yesterday with the media?
I think Brian Stelter was caught in a narrative that he's been pushing for weeks and months and didn't adjust to the story and the plain video at hand, which everybody has seen over and over again, and rightly so, of the odds-on favorite to be the next president of the United States. Her head shaking for a bit, then her knees buckling, and then if people aren't there to catch her, who knows what sort of head injury she could have suffered, as she did a couple of years ago, and with blood clots on the brain, that could have been something potentially disastrous. And instead, I'm listening to this report, the true story, guys. I'm coming back from a soccer game of my niece, and I stopped in my car, and my wife took the kids in. I said, I'll be in 5 minutes, because I was listening on the radio to it on Sirius. And it was just, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say Sirius on this.
Oh,
network.
It's all right. It's all
right. Okay, good, good. But the point is that I was just flabbergasted. I was floored. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. They're still talking about conspiracy theories when that's clearly not the case anymore. And Stelter, I think, who's supposed to be an objective, independent media reporter for CNN, really showed himself to be the partisan that he is, and that he is compromised and clearly in the tank, and I hate using that term, for Hillary Clinton and Democrats in general.
You know, I had a lot of problems with the media coverage yesterday. First of all, there's this thing called a travel pool. And for those who don't know, and I've been in many of them, travel pool is supposed to be tight coverage of the candidate. They were blocked from leaving, and for about 90 minutes, those who covered the campaign were completely in the dark for what was going on, and they were making noises about it, but I mean, that simply is something that's not acceptable.
But Brian, if I may, they were making noises on Twitter.
Yeah.
Other than Fox News, no one was reporting that aspect of the story.
And then, it seemed as if everybody was just going to get in line with the decision. Oh, she got a little overheated. It's no big deal. She got a little overheated. Until the video. And then all of a sudden, people began to realize there's something more to this story than what we've been told.
Guys, this is where citizen journalism really is playing a role in every presidential election. I remember Mitt Romney in the 47% tape, right? You don't need a big camera anymore and to set up somewhere. You could just basically take video with the phone, a very, very small camera, and that's what we saw here. Again, two angles of Hillary Clinton. And again, if that video doesn't exist, the campaign probably gets away because, as you said, the media really wasn't allowed to cover her getting to her car and leaving. Just saying, she just had a little episode. It was so hot yesterday. MSNBC called it sweltering. I live here. Trust me. It was 76, breezy and cloudy. It was beautiful out. So I don't think weather had anything to do with it. But the point is, you know, you have Stelter, I call it the bias of omission. And yeah. He continually has avoided Dr. David Shiner and his analysis on CNN in primetime. This Aaron Burnett 2 weeks ago, who says she needs a neurological exam. This is before any of this happened. He is the president's ex-physician. He's very well respected. Other doctors have come forward to say the same thing. And all I kept hearing for the last couple of weeks, conspiracy theory from Chris Salisa as well, the Washington Post, by the way, who... Right. Is a joke now. I'm sorry, guys. He writes that we shouldn't be talking about Hillary Clinton's health. Then he omits the fact that he wrote about McCain's health. When he's called out on it, he says he doesn't remember writing the column. And then yesterday he's telling us, oh, now it's a legitimate issue. So Lizza took a big hit here, and good riddance to his credibility, because it's out the door. Everybody finds it to be a joke right now after what he went through over the last week, going from ignore Hillary Clinton's health, oh, I didn't write about John McCain's health, oh, here's the article, oh, I guess I did too. Oh, yeah, we should talk about Mrs. Clinton's health after all.
So
absolute joke.
Joe Concha, let's take a bigger picture here. What is the media's role here? A lot of people now looking back and saying, okay, there were signs, there were issues, there were people close to the campaign who spoke off the record and said things, and it was all sort of lumped into conspiracy theory. And the reason that they said it was a conspiracy theory and that there was no validity to the idea that Hillary Clinton might be ill was because the Clinton campaign said... she's not ill, and here's a note from her doctor. Is that enough? What more can the media do at that point?
The media should be demanding that both candidates take medical exams before the election by credible doctors, independently selected doctors, however you do that, and release the full results. That's all. But this isn't a Clinton thing. Trump's 70 years old, too. You know, it's both rigorous schedules.
Well, you may not be aware, but I understand that Donald Trump this morning said that he has taken a recent physical and it will be released shortly.
I just need to know who the doctor is, because if it was like the last one, the guy from Cannonball Run doctor, no, that's not going to fly. I need a real doctor in there. So, yeah, I think that's what people should be demanding at this point. But I think, guys, what we're seeing here is a game changer. I mean, it is a September surprise, but it's not really a surprise for people that have been following this story. And by the way, I want to know this question. Why wasn't she taken to a hospital?
That's my question. I've been asking that all morning long.
Yeah. You know, optics.
Right. Because if they had gone to, this was a political decision, not the proper medical decision, which was in her best interest. She should have gone to the emergency room.
Joe, you're putting her at risk because you're afraid of how it's going to look if she goes to the hospital.
Right.
It looks worse when you run her to an apartment after seeing that video. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but let's again. If I could just, you know. We look back at Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a man who had polio, who was used crutches and sat in a wheelchair. And back then, the media never talked about it. They never showed pictures. They agreed not to show pictures because they didn't want the American president to look frail at the
same
time.
Same thing with Kennedy.
Yeah, and so in some ways, many people look back at that and romanticize it and say, "Well, wasn't that a wonderful thing that they did?" I mean, what should the media do?
Just keep doing what you did yesterday. You know, it wasn't the media, by the way, that broke this. Again, it was a guy with a camera that put it on YouTube, and that was the end of it. Again, the media just has to make this a number one priority. I don't think they could sweep it under the rug anymore. And just to completely repeat myself, demand medical records from both of the candidates, from independent doctors, top doctors, and not Dr. Sanjay Gupta telling me that, you know, Trump may have heart disease because he used to work for Clinton, so he might be a little bit compromised, but you know what I mean.
You make a great point. I mean, when we talk about past presidents and their medical issues, but in this particular case, if it is not just pneumonia, if it's something else, and you have a moment like that where you are prone to just passing out, and that comes during a key moment in your presidency when decisions are needed, what do you do?
Yeah. Joe Concha, we got to leave it there. We always appreciate having you on the new media. Well, I don't know. You've been 3 months there at the Hill now as the media reporter.
It feels like 3 years. But I love ending an interview on a question. I like that. You leave it out there for the audience to ponder. That's good journalism.